Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me, how to sign up to tell a story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens. Complete the form there, then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on December 13th, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. Eight storytellers shared their story based on the theme, The Unlikeliest of Places. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Paula Short and is titled Insights from a Gypsy Childhood or On the Road with My Dad. Thanks for listening.
There's a race of men who don't fit in, a race who can't sit still. So they break the hearts of kith and kin and they roam the world at will. If Robert Service would have added a line that said, and they bring along their kid daughter with them, that would have pretty much summed up my childhood with my father. My story begins on July 18th, 1981. I remember the day because it happens to be my 11th birthday. I am sitting in the passenger seat of our 1977 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme and I am pouting and glaring at my father because we've been in the car for days without stopping, and I want for my birthday, the one thing I want, I have been asking and begging and prodding him for 6 months. Like most girls my age, I want to go horseback riding, and it's a small ask, I feel, considering all the things that I've put up with my father through the years. So it's not that I think that my father is going to intentionally slight me on my birthday and deny me this birthday wish, but I'm concerned that some bright, shiny object is going to distract him and we are going to be off on yet another adventure that he thinks is cool but ultimately comes at my expense. This is how we ended up with a 1/3 ownership in a gold dredging operation in Georgia. This is how the previous summer I got tossed out of a raft in Paducah, Kentucky. And this is also how I came to have my fortune told by a drunk gypsy in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. So I'm quite familiar with the adventures of my father and how this is going to go, and I have serious concerns about getting to ride a horse for my 11th birthday. So to back up a little bit, addiction took my mother out of our lives when I was an infant, though it wouldn't kill her for many, many more years. But my father, upon hearing that he was now a single parent with sole custody of a very young daughter, did what most responsible parents, fathers of young girls would do. We threw all our shit in the car and hit the road. And this is how most of my childhood went, at least the formative years, when you're supposed to form your personality and your, you know, general common sense. So it explains a lot about my behavior. So we end up in this pattern where we live in the car. The address is the 77 Oldsmobile. The zip code is changing constantly. At one time, I actually asked my father in earnest if we were fugitives. He never gave me exactly a straight answer on that. But we would go and spend the summer at some sort of adventure, doing something that would be something my father always wanted to do or some adventure he always wanted to take. And I just remember many times driving down the road and we would drive while I was sleeping because I think that was, you know, my dad would smoke cigarettes and listen to classic country on the radio and his daughter would shut up for a few minutes and sleep while we covered some miles. And I remember even, in fact, having my head on his lap and my feet not even touching the door on the passenger side. I mean, that's how young I was, and we just continued to travel. And so we would vagabond around the country, and literally at Labor Day, I would put on my grown-up hat, and I'd say, I think I'm supposed to be at school. Like, there's a law about that. And my father would just, we'd pull over whatever town we happened to be in, and we would drive up and down the streets looking for the school, which my father schooled me wisely and said, well, it'll be the one with the swing set out in front and the flagpole. So we would pull into the elementary school, and my dad would get out of the car, and he'd hold my hand, and he'd walk me up, and he would sign me into school, wherever we happened to be at that moment. This is how I came to go to second grade in 5 different schools. In 3rd grade, I started in Chicago, finished in Georgia, 4th grade in Georgia, 5th grade at my grandparents' house, and then 6th grade, which brings me to where I am now. I'm going into 6th grade. It's my birthday, and I just want to go horseback riding. So my father pulls into this campground, and I perk up a little bit because I see a bunch of trail horses that are saddled and tied to the hitching rail in the front, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is going to happen. And my dad goes inside, tells me to wait in the car. At this point, I'm aware that I have an unconventional childhood, but I don't necessarily see it as a detriment. I mean, there's no mom, there's no home, there's no white picket fence, there's no cookies after school. But there's all this amazing adventure and unconventional things. I know by this time in my life, I am the youngest person to have ever been in the Playboy Club in Chicago because it was a side remodeling gig for my old man. And by this time, I've also been to jail and released on our own recognizance by a judge who was very pissed off at the officer who drug a guy and his kid daughter into jail that day. I'm watching and waiting, and my dad comes out, and I can tell by the way he's walking towards the car. There's something has happened. He has a sprightly gait, and he's kind of bounding over to the car, and I'm not sure whether to be scared or frustrated or just generally pissed off. And so my dad comes over, and he jumps in the car, and by this time, the 77 Oldsmobile, we're pulling a 13-foot bumper pull. We've actually expanded onto our house. We've remodeled. We've got this bumper pull behind us. But he says, "Hey," he says, and this is how my father always got me to do things that were just crazy, like getting tossed out of a raft. He said, "Hey, you know how you said you wanted to ride a horse for your birthday?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, you're going to get to ride a horse today, and you're going to get to ride a horse every single day for the rest of the summer." And that is exactly what happened, because I came to find out later, my father went inside to get a 1-hour trail ride for his kid so she would shut up already. And they said no trail rides because the Wranglers, just 2 weeks prior at the 4th of July rodeo, both the Wranglers had been seriously injured. One was gored by a bull and one broke his leg in the bronc riding. Quite a wreck. And the horses were out there only until the rancher from Wyoming who had contracted the string was going to come and pick them up. And I could say that I'm surprised, but I'm not, because apparently my father said, "Well, what's a job like that pay?" Now, the compelling thing is I had never ridden a horse, and I had never seen my father ride a horse. But somehow he said something about it like riding a bike, and we pulled over, and we put the stabilizer blocks under the bumper pull camper, and we became Wranglers that day with zero experience, guiding dudes in the Black Hills of South Dakota. 30 horses in the string, and we would get up and we would saddle them every day, and we would give trail rides to guests of all sorts. We made friends for a lifetime doing that, and it would be maybe a 1-hour trail ride or even an all-day excursion with my dad. And so I'm reminded of Robert Service again, where he says that they, in that poem, "Men That Don't Fit In," you know, they rage the flood, they rove the crest, and they climb the mountain crest. Theirs is the blood of the gypsy curse, and they don't know how to rest. And so it's how it went with my father. It was sort of a role reversal. I think in a lot of ways I was the grown-up. He was the kid. He was enjoying himself. I came up here to the University of Montana, got my degree, and then I put him through college in his 60s as well. So I know. It was a lot of fun. And my unlikeliest of places, and he's no longer here, and if there would have been an epitaph or even a headstone, which he wanted neither, it probably would be the closing line of that Robert Service poem, and it would basically be, "He's a rolling stone, and it's bread in the bone. He's the man that won't fit in." Thank you.
Thanks, Paula. Writer, comedian, forester, communications director, and radio announcer. These are just a few of the job descriptions Paula Short has enjoyed over the years. Paula's husband, Lem, and her children were home the night she shared her story, unaware that she stepped way out of her comfort zone. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com. CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at great prices needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company, which includes The Trail 103.3, Missoula's Quality Rock, and a part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and who know their music. Jack FM, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, finally a radio station for you. UFM keeps every listener happy with upbeat and fun top 40 favorites. And ESPN 102.9, KKVU HD4, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom modern or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. And you can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design, and are a proud supporter of the arts, hosting First Fridays every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers Geraldine Carter, Gary Warchola, Ann Karp, Greg Reagan, Paula Short, Abe Abramson, Gary Delp, and Jeff Sutton. Remember, your story matters. To sign up to Tell a Story in 2017, go to tellussomething.org to see the themes for the year. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. When the spreadsheet opens, add your information to the spreadsheet, then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story, and to learn more, tellussomething.org.